podcast where we take business owners, CEOs, people who manage and support salespeople, 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to shut up. Here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
Hi, my name is Dion Thomas. I own the Zeva Group. We are a virtual support agency specializing in sales, marketing, and our sweet spot is working with lawyers and real estate agents.
Love it. Question number two. What's the best thing about working with businesses or lawyers and real estate agents?
Businesses, lawyers, real estate agents, the outcome is the same. I like my best asset is I like seeing people be successful. So our job is to help them be more successful and more efficient in the work that they do.
Perfect, perfect. Question number three. What do you find most challenging about getting in front of decision makers?
Being willing to put myself out there. I think that a lot of us struggle with the willingness to be ourselves, but put ourselves out there. So that's sometimes the hardest part, but it's one of my best assets. I like to talk and meet new people. And I just set a goal for how many new people I want to meet each week. And I always say you never know who's in the room. So don't assume that the person you're talking to is not a decision maker.
That is true. And you're one down already. There you go. So question number four, what other professionals in the space like yourself that you think would be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
I know a few people. I have a friend, Jernay Alexander. She is a marketing specialist. She talks a lot with people who want to be speaking on big stages like TED Talks and things like that. Another person is Lenita Cornett. She is a master sergeant in the United States Army, but also working with women that are transitioning their life out of post-military and past retirement. She's going to retire in a few years. She's an amazing person. And other than that, Haley Gray. Haley Gray is the, she owns Fierce Marketing, I think, and Leadership Girl. And she also runs one of the largest Facebook groups that I've been in. It's over 60,000 members of female entrepreneurs.
Well, that's a big group there. So let's get to question number five. And this is where you're going to give us some of your insight about working with businesses. Go.
Okay. I think that the most important thing that we can talk about when we're talking about working with businesses is a few things. One, respect that we are all business owners and we all have goals and proposed outcomes. And let's not forget that. So it is a modicum of respect, but it's also just a clear understanding of who we are. I think that the biggest insight, as I can say, is to have clear expectations and make them plain. If you don't have it in writing, it didn't happen. Probably comes from working for too many attorneys. But also, setting clear expectations sets clear outcomes, whereas thinking that you've expressed your vision or your idea or your thought in a clear and concise manner can be counterproductive. So be clear on what you want from people. Tell them what you want. When people show you who they are, believe them.
Right.
If they've proven to be not compatible with you or with your business or how you work or just the way you guys communicate, move on and move on quickly. And I think that that we just need to be more welcoming to new businesses and new people. Don't assume that time spent is always the best teacher. Some people are just really good at what they do really quickly.
They are. Love it there. I love the insight there. Question number six, most important question of the podcast.
Yes.
Need you to focus. Yes. Tell me about your first time. Your first.
I was like, oh, wait.
Wait, hold on. For the record, I don't know why you found that funny because there's no innuendo with that question whatsoever.
None whatsoever. I was like, ooh, that's a different kind of podcast.
Yeah.
My first sale was actually a contractor that I called to come to my house to give me a quote. And he said, okay, I'll get you your quote by the end of the day. And he didn't. And when he called me back in three days and said, oh my God, I forgot to get this to you. I'm sending it to you now. I was like, I already hired somebody else because your callback sucks. That's literally what I told him. I was like, your callback sucks. And he was like, what? You hired someone else? And I said, yeah, I hired the people that did what they said they were going to do. So He was my first client. He was one of my longest running clients. He retired, but that was my first sale. And I didn't even know I was selling. I still worked full time outside of the home. I was just like, you need to do what you say you're going to do. So if you're going to send somebody a quote, do it.
Right.
So yeah. So my first sale was I told somebody they sucked at what they were doing. So
that's the way to do it. You got to basically it's like in dating. You know what naking is? You tell someone negative things about them so they'll date you.
Oh, okay.
Man, yeah, it's a horrible tactic, but you know, but hey, it worked for you. That is wonderful there. So there we go. So you now have 3 minutes and 34 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather, or since the best know when to basically be concise and when to shut up, we can end early. All our acceptable options. Go.
Well, I think the only question I have is a really quick one. What made you guys come up with this quick 9-minute format? I like it.
Because most people, when they do a podcast, they do the whole thing of, I'm going to spend time and money, build the audience, and then go through my funnel, and hopefully I'll make money. Our thing is, it's all about the networking. So when we're done here, I'm going to offer to say, hey, if you want, we can network for 15 minutes afterwards. But if you're busy, that's okay. And 98.5% of people say yes.
Okay. Well, I'm impressed. I like the format. And we can finish early because I really enjoyed it. It was a great opportunity. And I look forward to sending some other entrepreneurs your way
Would you like some promo time though?
We can talk a little bit about, sure. Yeah,
we got 2 minutes, 36 seconds left. So if you want to talk a little bit about your business, we can.
Well, I would say we primarily like to support lawyers and real estate agents at the Zeba Group. That is my sweet spot. Doing legal support is what I really love to do. I love the law. I work with criminal attorneys more than anything, but we do some business and some family law as well. And other than that, basically, I really enjoy helping business owners be successful, but I like to set clear expectations of what successful can mean. And that is super important in your support staff and in your support team. Mm-hmm. VAs come in all shapes and sizes and at all price ranges. So I encourage people to reach out to as many different companies and people and ideas as they can possibly think of, but be open to someone telling them that they're not their best option. Cause I'm not always someone's best option. Right. And I have no problem saying that. I have no problem telling someone I'm not your best option. You need to find, you can go to this person or that person, or you, I don't know, but I'm not it.
No, I love it there. Love it.
You know? So I do that a lot. But they can visit us on the Zeba Group. They can find us all over social media. And I welcome questions. So I welcome questions from business owners that are even just getting their feet wet, thinking about hiring virtual support. And don't limit yourself. If you own a brick and mortar business, you can still get virtual support that will actually help you run your business better. So don't feel like you have to be limited, especially if you can only afford a smaller salary than the skills that you need. Right. So
there we
go. Virtual.
Love it. Deanna, you pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to shut up. Website, say it one time for me.
TheZebraGroup.com.
Already in the description right there. It's magic. There we go. Deanna, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
Right. And for everyone else watching, listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later.